have, there's a qualification sheet there.
So that you know who are you talking to? How long have they been looking? What are they looking for? Are they working with anyone? There's also some fabulous forms. If you go to presentation, if you do a Google search on presentation mastery for realtors, Linda and Jim McKissick out of Denton, Texas, have a new book out called Presentation Mastery for Realtors, and they have this website, and on the resources tab, they have a whole bunch of wonderful forms. While you're writing, another web address for you is the word number, and the number one, number, and the numeral one, homeagent.com, number one, homeagent.com. All of my stuff for the last 2 years on getting rid of listings and being successful is all there. All of it. And it's free, you don't have to register, you can go whenever you want and look at it. Be sure and click in the upper right-hand corner where it says Realtor Success Series, and there's a whole bunch of stuff from Runs of Bloodhound blog there. So anyway, a couple of things for you. So you go back to, yes?
Going back to the radio ad, what worked?
What worked was consumer benefits, cancel anytime, sell it yourself while it's listed, terms of flexible fees, that's what got the phone number. If you actually look at, from a seller's point of view, there's three things, based on surveys I've done, on national surveys, there are three things that sellers want. They want the home sold, they want the most money, and the least amount of time. Now, if you find someone who has some other agenda or some other objective, one of the smart things for you to do would be leave. Get out. Like if they have some other program, some other thing they're looking for from that. Like, well, we're looking for someone to come water our lawn and to trim the shrubs for us. And there's lots of stuff you might find people want. But if they want something other than the house sold, most money, and in the least amount of time, you might consider finding someone else to sell their house for. While I'm on that point, you might want to act as though, if you are on a listing appointment, if someone asks you a question, regardless of what it seems like they just said, pretend like they just said, can you get me the most money in the least time with the least amount of upset and aggravation, least hassles? And you answer your question as though they've asked that. You'd probably be on the right track. It doesn't mean not to listen to what someone asks, but you understand, if someone's asking for something from an agent that's way off the path of that, that may be business you don't want. When people go on a listing appointment, see, at your stage of development, you might think they're so damn hard to get appointments. They're actually not. If you've ever wanted a chance to practice on sellers, this is like a gift from God, this market for you. There are tens of thousands of them. See, when listings are real hard to get, they're real easy to sell. Real easy to get, they're harder to sell. So harder to sell is an advantage for you that you don't have to worry about. The experienced agents already got them all. There's loads of them out there. So if you want to practice, this is how you become a good lister. You want to go back to the question, how do you become a good lister? Is it by reading a few books? No, it's more than a few books. Is it by getting some scripts? More than a few scripts. But the way you become a good lister is you go on a lot of appointments. If you haven't been on 50 appointments, there's no chance that you even know what you're doing yet. Seriously. I don't mean that to be mean. Just seriously, you learn it by doing it. So you can read books, and you can come in, and you can learn this, and you can learn that, but ultimately, you go and you do it. And each one of them is a show. It's showtime. And how good you get at doing your show is going to be how good you do in the business. The first couple that you go on, are you going to screw things up? You're going to screw everything up. I promise. I know. I've been there. If there's a stupid thing that can be done on taking listings, if there's a mindless, cretinous, moron thing that can be done, I can tell you I know all about it because I've done it. I've personally done it. I've had him ask the question, and go, how about this one? Would you take less money for your commission? Now, if an agent shows up at someone's house and is startled by that question, here's a hint. I think they'll ask. Well, you going to say? Now, you can role play and practice before you go, or if you prefer, wait till you're there at their kitchen table and then pick up a good response. Those basically be your two choices. Work it out in advance, understand, or show up and be surprised. And let them know you're surprised by the question, and let them know, I didn't even know what to say. I never thought you'd say something like this. This is one that's not new to me, I didn't know. There's a guy, came to a class I was with on a panel out at the Glendale Board. And then I was on a panel about a week later at the Southeast Valley, Sevron. And I started doing these talks at the old Ron Hubbard House. He coming in to about six of my talks. That was neat. Pretty nice. He was pretty green backstage. He won a lunch with Callaway's at the one we did in Glendale. And somebody else won the lunch with me. They were drafting off or whatever the hell it was. Now, I like this. He heard me say every time he came to one of my talks, if you want to be a successful listener, you have to have a listing presentation. The heart of getting listings is your presentation. So you can go, there's the prospecting or marketing, the presentation, and then closing techniques. Any agent who has to rely on closing techniques has a crappy or non-existent presentation. Okay? Any agent who will not effectively market or effectively prospect has a crappy or non-existent presentation. Got that? So if someone's not prospecting or marketing, what do I know? They have a crappy or non-existent presentation. The only exception to that statement is if someone has such amazingly good contacts, got that, that they know so many people who want to do business with them, that their presentation consists of, hi, I'm here now. I don't want to say that can't be done, but if you're not already in that league, you need the presentation. Understand? You need the presentation. How do you get a good presentation? By going on lots of appointments and finding out for yourself what your presentation needs to consist of. Does that make sense? So this goes back to the question of how do you get to becoming starting to really successful. This is the answer. You go on a lot of presentations. Now it was interesting, this guy, Ron, Remax agent, says to me that he asks Callaway's about their presentation. And Joe Callaway and Joanne told him, we don't have a presentation. We just sit there at the table with the seller. So he comes back to me. I guess this was easier to hear them say that. Because, you know, being intellectually lazy, he wanted to completely establish to me he didn't need to work on getting his presentation together. He asked Joseph if they had one, and he said, no, we don't. And I asked him, I said, well, look, here's the deal. There's about 20 questions, tops, 20 different things that a seller could say, hey, and they lob this at you. About 20 different objections they could have to listing their house with you. And I'll tell you, by the way, on that list, it's like all the homeowners and home sellers in the United States went to a class. They got this list. They were like, handy. Here you go. Here's the list. And all over the country, just use this. When the agent shows up, here's your copy. Here's your copy. And when the agent shows up, just ask him. Just say this stuff to him. Just say this stuff. It's not even a very long list. And I said to Ron, I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any one of those questions that Joanne Callaway would have the slightest back off on if someone asked her? He goes, oh no. I said, do you think there's anything she's flinching if someone's like, she has got, I hope they don't say that. He goes, no. I said, here's a news flash. That is a listing presentation. With me now. It doesn't matter. Let me go, well, that's just sitting at the table, which is what Joseph called it. But if you know every one of those things in advance, what they might say, and you're fully prepared to deal with any of them, that's a pretty darn slick presentation. Doesn't mean you have, you know, popping lights going off on your computer and fantastic things happening and, oh my goodness, can you believe this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a presentation. But it would still come down to, do you know those things? Now, could I get you a list of the 20 objections? Sure. I won't. Because it won't matter. And instructors who are selling, companies who are selling good listing presentation packages, I tell you what you can do with those. I think they're great. If you get one of those, toss it in the trash. That's right where it belongs. It's complete crap. The companies that are selling them are either criminal, like knowing that they're selling crap, which technical word would be shit, or they're idiots who don't know they're selling crap. Here's why. Can you have, like if you want to see my free listing package, you can download it from nohassellisting.com. Just go there, take it. Can you use it? Well, you can use something from it, but could you take it and just plaster your name over the top? No. Not because I won't let you, because it would be stupid to do so. Your listing presentation would consist of what you're going to do to sell their house and what you're not going to do to sell their house. Like we promise people in writing we won't ever do an open house. I don't want to do it, so we commit to never doing it. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. But let's say you go, well, I want to do it. Well, put that in there then. You understand? Put it in. But well, we're going to do open houses for you. Whatever it is you're going to do, put it in. That's part of the deal. Is this making sense? I mean, one of the 20 questions is, I don't want to pay 6%, for example. Everyone here is a John Hall. So, I don't want to pay 6%. I don't blame you. If I were you, I wouldn't either. But this is the deal. Now, when you first start, see, generally speaking, it is more difficult to get a seller to sign a listing with you than it is to get a buyer to let you sell them a house.